Karma.
91.3 WHJE. We got Griffin Jarosinski, Ethan Sellers in the studio right now. We've had a couple arrests recently for people breaking in.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's been where Drake...
A series of break-ins.
So yeah, Drake just... he had to call the cops because a woman broke into his home, and he was in grave danger, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know. No, but she broke in, and you know what she took?
What?
Water and soda.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's all.
She was really thirsty.
I feel like she just wanted to break into Drake's house. So
maybe. Yeah, she just went in and raided his fridge.
Because, I mean, like, at that point, what's the point? Unless you're doing it
She
to,
was just really thirsty.
But really?
She wanted to meet Drake.
Maybe she didn't know it was Drake's house.
If she didn't know it was Drake's house, that's bizarre. But if she did, then I can kind of understand that. But still, why would you do that?
And only take, like, soda and water? I mean, it's a mansion. It has to be. It's Drake. So, like, that's ridiculous.
And then...
Yeah. There's got to be so many valuable things
in
there.
She was just trying to be nice. She was just really thirsty, broke into a random person's house who happened to be Drake's, and just was really thirsty and wanted a drink of water.
We don't know the full story here. She was going to die without that water.
Exactly.
She was going to die.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can understand that, maybe.
According to CNN, it says that a statement was released from the sheriff's office that Lost Hills Station deputies responded to the residence of Drake, whose birth name is Aubrey Graham. Aubrey Graham.
Aubrey Graham?
Aubrey Graham.
Is Drake's real name?
I didn't know that, one. Now that makes me think, like, all these other rappers, like...
Eminem.
Like Migos, right? Like Migos and...
Migos.
Like Migos and Snoop Dogg and all these other people. Like, what do they have? Because there's no way Snoop Dogg's real name is Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg's real name is Calvin Cortazar Broaddus Jr.
That's okay. Such a cool
that's
name.
That's a cool, yeah.
I would want Cortazar as my middle name. Like, that'd be awesome.
But
where
Khalifa's,
does that come from? Where does Cortazar come from?
I don't know.
It's German. Not really. I don't know.
It doesn't sound
if you
German.
Knew that, I was about to, like, praise you. Wiz Khalifa's name is Cameron Thomas.
Okay. That's such a boring name.
So boring.
From Calvin Cortazar Broaddus Jr. to, what was it?
Cameron Thomas.
Cameron Thomas.
But that is, there's not an S at the end, it's a Z. Thomas.
Oh, okay, now that's different.
That makes it cooler.
That makes it way cooler. I was going to say, like, that's such a boring name, but the Tomas, maybe?
Maybe.
You know what I find? If your last name could also be your first name, it's pretty boring.
Yeah.
And Cameron Thomas.
Jackson.
Exactly. Like, that'd be that'd be kind of cool. Imagine the Wii. Right?
The Switch.
The Wii game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when you log on, you have that little person that's like you.
The me.
Yeah. The me.
The avatar.
Yeah. So Facebook has made a version of that.
Is it like a Bitmoji?
It's like, imagine, so you guys know what virtual reality
is,
right?
It's virtual reality me.
It's virtual reality me.
No, that's what it is.
And like, you can connect with your friends on Facebook and like go to all these different worlds and draw.
Is it like Sims?
Like,
but you are a Sim.
Kind of.
But
yeah.
You get to be a Sim.
Hmm.
But it's not like the same.
The worst
thing.
Part about it, in my opinion at least, is they open up this press conference saying, why need real friends when you can have virtual friends?
That's
I'm
a
like,
little awkward.
Of course.
That I'm just like, kind of sounds like you're lonely.
Relatable.
I'm like, okay. I'm like,
relatable.
I'm thinking, why have virtual friends when you can have real friends? And no, they've completely twisted that around. Like, where is this world coming to?
But Jackson, virtual friends are so much better.
Technology is the future.
You know what? I can attest to that, being your friend. I'm just kidding. I love you, Ethan.
Wow, Jackson.
I'm just kidding.
I see what our friendship means to us.
You brought it up.
You know what? I'm bringing the tornado over here.
You guys only have to be friends for five more weeks, and then, you know, Jackson's gone. You take over the show, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow, that's only five more weeks. That's
really crazy.
Weird.
That's insane.
Oh, that's crazy.
25 more wake-ups.
Here's a quick thing from CNN.
Facebook Spaces is a place for you to be yourself in VR with your real friends, no matter where you are in the physical world.
With your real friends.
Because they're real.
And you can be yourself. That's the only place where you can be yourself.
You know what? That sounds great. I mean, at least you can just be yourself. With your virtual / real friends.
I will say, though, the technology of it is really cool.
Think
the purpose behind it is a little weird.
Think about all the possibilities that you can do with this, though. Like,
Watching the video, it looks really... They're like, okay, so imagine me standing here. I'm taking my hand, and I'm... Okay, in the video, that it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
So the guy is writing happy birthday in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that trips me out is I'm writing happy birthday, and with my special little goggles, whatever, I can see it, but you guys can also see what I wrote. And then Ethan over here, let's say it's Maddie's birthday.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Happy birthday, me.
He drew a party hat. Mm-hmm. And then he can put that hat on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
It's so weird, though, but it's awesome.
And the thing
so
is,
you have
like,
to wear goggles?
Yeah.
Well,
because I mean, it's a virtual world.
And you can also have your phone and like see like what other people are
doing.
No,
they're making this in real life, guys. Like, everybody can draw like random. They have everybody.
That would be awesome.
They're implanting computer chips into your head, and every time.
No, Ethan, would you just like me to draw you a hat right now?
That would be amazing.
Speaking
Do you
of,
like the Cubs? Yes. I'll draw you a baseball hat.
Speaking of little computer chips in your head.
Oh, my God.
Facebook's doing something else, too.
What a great segue, dude. The
robots?
They're trying to control our brains. Guaranteed.
Pretty
100%.
Much.
100%.
Facebook can't be trusted.
Basically, they're trying to make this technology that allows them to sense your brainwaves and type for you.
Without
like,
you
type what you're thinking.
Wait, say that again. Sorry.
So, like, they take your brainwaves and, like, whatever you're thinking or whatever,
yes.
and then type it.
So they have like
that's like next.
They monitor
level.
For like which thoughts mean which letters.
So when yes. you think in your brain, I would like Chipotle today.
It would
it
type
types
that
it
out. Yes.
I don't know if anyone wants to have my thoughts typed out.
But yeah, I don't really like. I don't like that either because I would just get distracted in the middle of typing a paper and then
me
just
too.
Start thinking about like what I want for dinner that night, and
exactly,
then it would be like
exactly.
It'd be like in the middle of typing an essay. Like in conclusion, I feel like I really would go for some pasta tonight.
Yeah.
That'd be really.
You mean
good.
Pulled pork, right?
Of course, pulled pork.
Wait, no steak.
I was humoring Jackson. All right, Jackson's on the losing team right now. He needs someone. He needs someone to back him up. All right.
I'm thinking. Maybe, if I had to guess, I'd say the technology would be a little bit more advanced than you get sidetracked with your brain. You start typing random things, but I'd like, how do you control that? How do you control what you
There's
want to type?
There's probably like a monitor thing that
I want to put it on during my sleep and like so it types out my dreams.
Oh, that would be very interesting.
Because I have no idea what I dream about.
Oh, that
I
kind of want that to happen.
See?
Because like I never know. I can't remember when I wake up. I never can remember what I dream. Like that'd be so cool to go back and just like look at whatever you dreamed.
Yeah.
Inception. Or, like, in writing though.
I've heard that you dream like 5 or 6 dreams a night.
What?
Yeah, and you can't.
I thought it was just one.
I thought it was hundreds.
Maybe it is.
What?
I've just heard you dream multiple dreams.
Googler. Google it.
Googler.
How many
Yeah,
times?
Ethan's the designated Googler.
Ethan just Googles everything when we have a
dream.
See, you, instead of typing right now, he could just be thinking it.
Of course.
And then we wouldn't, have to hear him. We wouldn't have to hear him speak what he's saying.
Most people over the age of 10 dream at least 4 to 6 times per night.
See?
Okay, so 4 to 6. Wow.
You're
go.
A little bit over, Jackson.
I thought
hundreds.
Yeah, you said hundreds.
we don't have the technology to figure that out
see,
yet.
See, now if we had these things to see, like our brainwaves, there we
Dreams
go.
Dreams a Hollywood movie.
That'd be awesome.
That would actually be kind of cool because then you wouldn't have to do any writing while you're
exactly.
awake or anything. While you're literally making money while you sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be amazing. It's guaranteed that Facebook one day takes over our minds.
All right.
The Twitter poll right now, we have a certain food winning.
Steak.
77%. To 22%.
Steak?
23%.
I'm pretty sure that would be steak.
Steak's winning.
Woo,
thank you.
Steak.
Steak.
I have to go with pulled pork still, though, so I'm not...
I like
well,
pulled
you're with
pork
the,
and baked beans.
I'm not the, going to... Oh,
baked
beans would be a good
yeah,
side.
Yeah,
we were talking about
side.
That earlier.
And
mac and cheese. Oh, there it is. Perfect.
We said mac and cheese and chips. And mac and cheese
no,
and,
cornbread.
And a, yeah, oh. See, that's what I meant by biscuit. Yeah.
You said biscuit, cornbread, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, now I really want pulled pork.
My mouth is kind of watering.
Barbecue.
Can we just end the show now?
You ordered it, so you can go pick it up
I know,
after this, right?
Oh, my gosh.
We were talking about it, Maddie, and I just... Pull out my
he
phone,
pulled out his phone and ordered it on air. It was actually
wow.
pretty good.
I'm going.
That's
to,
very impressive.
Going
you
to drive it,
you're driving me home, so you better share.
Nope.
This is going to be a rough car ride.
I'm dropping you off and then going to get the
pulled
pork. All
right, I'm out then. See ya.
You can get your steak later, though, so it'll be fun.
I'm out of steak.
Exactly.
Do you just have steak
gosh.
At home?
Sorry. No.
Oh,
because I don't.
Yeah. When I'm we talked about this, how you have to like sit down if you want a steak, but if you
yeah.
want pulled pork, you can just go wherever.
If you're
going to
have a steak,
yeah.
you might as well go all out.
Yeah.
Harry and Izzy's.
Harry and Izzy's good. He said one earlier, though.
Ruth
that,
Chris?
I haven't
been there.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Have to try it.
Their sweet potato casserole.
I've not.
I can't do casseroles. Just like a big.
The thing
pot
is, it's like it's not though. It's like a candy. It's like is they got like brown sugar and marshmallows. It's all around amazing.
So here you go. That was the 59th episode of Breaking Point. Right now,
One more till the 60th.
I know we got 60.
Yeah.
We're almost gonna make, and then you'll have the. Actually, no. I was gonna say. I don't even know what I was gonna say. That's not.
Could you call it your 60th anniversary?
No.
It's our 60th anniversary, Jackson.
Weekiversary.
It's our 60th week.
And Jackson was on the shows last year, and you weren't. So it's Jackson's 60th episode.
Maybe. It's my 28th anniversary, right?
Well, you get it.
No, it's your 30th.
30th.
Nope, 31st. We had 29 shows last year. And all right. So 60. Wow.
So wait, this is my 30th anniversary.
This is.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Why does Ethan get more shows? Like, why did you guys not have as many shows as you're having this year last year?
Because we started late last year. Okay. And then we also.
Do you guys know about the history of the Breaking Point?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
You guys should do a show
on it. Well, no, I figured it was something
show.
Like that.
We started
I just didn't
this
know.
Show this year in August. We started the show last year in like October.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's really
No, I figured it was something like that, but I wasn't sure because I wasn't really included last year. So, I mean.
This show started
wow,
off.
That tone just changed.
No, it's
a lot.
Okay. No, I was a second year. So,
the
I mean,
evolution
I wouldn't,
of the
I wouldn't
show.
Expect to be included then.
It started off as a podcast.
I'm not joking. It's all right.
It started. No.
That's how it works here on staff. Like, you get your own show when you're in third year.
We're not talking about your stupid
crisis anymore. I was in lab last year and
anymore.
I'm not
show this year. See? She's technically
but
a second year.
I'm an exception.
You're Maddie, it's okay.
It's
we love you anyway.
We're here for you.
I'm special in my own way.
This next song is The Ballet of Mona Lisa. Do you guys know this song?
I think it's the ballad.
Wait, the battle?
Ballad.
Ballad? Same thing.
I want to see the battle of Mona
every
Lisa.
Every time you do this. You do this with songs, artists, albums, everything,
ballet.
Jackson.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much. Ballad of Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco on the Edge.
Ooh,
thanks
Panic.
For making 59th episode of Breaking Point. Pretty cool.